Canadians are getting ready to vote in their national elections in October, and the ruling Conservative Party could be in trouble. Vaughn Palmer has been tracking it. He's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and he told David Hyde that the longtime governing party is being plagued by a number of issues, including Canada's struggling economy.
Canada's economy, David, is still driven a large amount by commodity prices. We still export a lot of raw materials, and commodity prices are down. Everything's down. That's bad news for the economy. The dollar is down, as I discovered on my recent holiday in the United States, where everything costs 25% more for me. And the Canadian economy is not doing as well because of it. The government has been the government, as I say, for almost 10 years. So when the economy is struggling, who do you blame first of all? You blame the government.
As I understand it, trickle-down economics has become a major issue this year in the Canadian election. What's been happening?
Oh, man, there's been so much fun around this issue. There's been trickle-down economics. There's been P-gate. There's been voiding. There has been just about every pun and joke you can imagine with this one. But look, the governing party, the Conservatives, lost a candidate last week. He had to resign from running for office because this fellow, working as an appliance repairman, was surreptitiously videotaped by a consumer affairs program peeing in a coffee cup while he was working on an appliance in a homeowner's house, and then rinsing out the cup and putting it back on the shelf and wiping off the counter. This happened several years ago, but now he's a candidate for office in the country's largest city, in Toronto, for the governing party. It's blown up as an enormous embarrassment, and he's had to resign as a candidate because, frankly, his behavior was totally disgusting.
So this is Stephen Harper's governing Conservative Party. Other than P-gate, what are the other serious issues in the Canadian election this year?
They have also, David, been getting a very rough ride from Canadians for being seen as not doing nearly enough to make Canada have a constructive contribution to the Syrian refugee crisis or the migrant crisis, depending on what you want to call it.
Why is that, Vaughn? Why has that become such a big issue?
Well, you know, the picture that went around the world of that poor little boy lying drowned in the surf in Turkey, it had a Canadian connection, in fact, a British Columbia connection. The uncle of the child came out and said that he, the uncle, had filed on behalf of the brother who lost both children and his wife in the capsizing of a boat off Turkey. The uncle said he had sought refugee status in Canada. He'd begun the paperwork. So the story is that, you know, what they were looking at, that family, was they were going to be a long time getting their refugee application process, and it might not be approved, so they decided to take the route that so many unfortunate people from Syria have done. They decided to risk their lives on one of those flimsy boats that try to sail away, and they lost their lives. The two little boys did, and the mother.
All right, so the Conservative government up in Canada is facing a number of tough issues this year, but of course you don't elect your prime minister directly. How's the race shaping up in British Columbia?
We haven't gotten far enough into the campaign yet, David, to really make any predictions on what the seat count is. Based on the way the polls are going at the moment, it looks as if no party will win a majority of the seats in Parliament. And it isn't even clear which party will win the most seats. But people are now saying, well, we may be looking at a change of government in Canada, or we may be looking at a coalition government of some sort. The other two major parties in the country, the New Democrats, are leading the polls. They're the party of the left. And the Liberals, who formed the government many times in the past in Canada, are running second. Stephen Harper and the Conservatives are running third.
That's Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. He spoke with David Hyde.